Make no mistake about it. Werner Herzog means the title of his new documentary, Encounters at the End of the World, two ways. An inveterate seeker, he has followed the muse of his inexhaustible curiosity right off the map this time to Antarctica, to tens of thousands of miles of uncharted ice and deadly whiteouts. There, he interviews an odd assortment of square pegs. "It's like God shook the world and the normal people hung on, but we wound up down here," says one man. Most of them are scientists. A few are working men and women. All of them are eccentric, iconoclasts, ending up at the South Pole as if by migrating along an invisible magnetic line of force. But Herzog has a second, darker meaning. He believes that the end of the world, at least as far as the human species is concerned, is both inevitable and imminent. As his measured, raspy narration argues in the film, our Earth regularly gives us cycles of catastrophe, and our technological civilization, where our tools have separated us from the means of our own survival, have made us fatally fragile. But here is Herzog, still making movies, this is his 39th, still fascinated by hothouse flowers, by people with a skewed perspective, by brilliant scientist-artist philosophers chasing down the mysteries of existence. This is first a visually stunning film. Herzog includes some of the rarest underwater photography you will ever see, which a diver friend captures in the depths beneath the icy sky above, down in what he calls the cathedral. Herzog says the divers prepare for descent silently, like priests. The footage is captured just on video, not on film, and some of it's kind of muddy. There's no way a film camera could survive at water temperatures of 20 below zero. The film would crack in the gate like dried spaghetti. But this is footage we are literally privileged to see. The divers talk about the microscopic life they study. They describe it as a world of unspeakable horrors, where blobs put out tentacles that let you ensnare yourself further as you struggle and only then move in to take you apart. But it's the stuff of science fiction, and the dive team leader and avid SF reader loves to show apocalyptic movies to his crew. Herzog says that early animals evolved, struggled up on land, just to get away from the horrifically violent microscopic world. That, at least, was real progress. The camera crew races 65 miles across the ice on snowmobiles, way past where poor Shackleton, for personal aggrandizement, was mired and died, to a camp where another group of scientists is studying the reproduction of seals. Later we visit a studier of penguins, so lonely he's almost mute. These folks are not on land. 6 feet below where they stand is another hidden world, where the seals go about their mysterious struggles and battles. The scientists lie down flat on the ice to listen to the animals. "They sound inorganic, like Pink Floyd or something," one woman remarks. "Wait until you hear them for yourself. Banshees on the moor." While a series like the BBC's Planet Earth contains some of the most breathtaking nature photography ever captured, it's clearly a moneyed series, with an emphasis on pictorial beauty at the expense of context. Herzog's film, on the other hand, is more immediate, more special. When his camera descends into an ice caldera formed by the expulsion of deadly gases and discovers a chamber as if spun of delicate blue glass, it's given the spiritual connotation it deserves. Herzog is that rare philosopher who is balanced neatly between rapture and a poignant love for humanity and all its missed opportunities. He is fiddling while Rome burns. He knows it. And the tune he plays is heartbreaking in its loveliness. He's really going to miss us. Encounters at the End of the World is playing as part of the Ryder Film Festival this weekend and next week. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble-Kuchera.